The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. The question of our text is the universal question. Every man, woman, and child asks that question. What about life? What about eternal life? How shall I get it? Even those who say there is no heaven and there is no hell, they really don't mean that, because they do think about life, life here, and what about hereafter? Oh, yes, we know. They try to crowd that out of their mind. They say they do, but they really don't. What is the answer to this universal question? What shall I do to obtain, to inherit eternal life? The answer is very simple. One word, the most powerful word, the most potent word in the human language, no matter in which language of mankind it occurs. That word is love. Love is the answer. A certain lawyer, and he reminds us of some of these theologians that love to dispute, tried to put Jesus on the spot with this question. We're not so sure that he was really as sincere as he sounded. But it's good that he asked the question, because it is the important question. Master, tell me, what must I do to inherit eternal life? No doubt this lawyer, who was probably very much impressed with his own perspicuity and shrewdness, thought, now we're going to get into it. Jesus, master teacher, who knows all things, approached this lawyer in this way, and he says, what do you say to this question? How do you answer it? And the answer was love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, soul, everything. And you should love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. That's the answer. Jesus said so. You should do this and you shall live. That's the answer. Love. Love God above all, your neighbor as yourself. Of course, the lawyer recognized immediately that this wasn't quite as easy as it sounds when you say it. Perhaps he was one of those formalists who knew the words correctly. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, your neighbor as yourself. But it really didn't mean that much to him, because I am sure when Jesus says, do this and you will live, you've got it, it cut him to the quick, because he must have realized he can't do that. He can't love like that. We readily recognize this. This comes to us with the force of a thundering blow of the law. I can't do it. I didn't do it. How am I going to do it? Well, now this lawyer, that means really a student of the law of Israel, he said to Jesus, trying to justify himself, now, who's my neighbor? You know, it's easy when you get into some kind of a disputation. Remember that always shift around a little bit. That's how people do it. And so he shifted very quickly, feeling no doubt the direct barb that he himself administered to himself at the Lord's direction. He says, who's my neighbor? Jesus then told this wonderful parable, and it's a parable that you know and you've used and you will use many times over, the parable of the Good Samaritan, a parable that is without love and full of love. Without love to the neighbor and full of love to the neighbor. You see all the characters there, the robbers. They certainly didn't love that poor man that they robbed and beat half to death. They loved his money. They didn't care what it would take to get it. No love there. Certainly, they're not examples of love. Ah, but here come these pious people, these holy men, the priest, who no doubt would tell people you should love God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, and your labor as yourself. Surely, the priest would show love. He took one look and he loved himself and says, I'm getting out of here. This isn't a safe place. Off he took. And likewise did also the temple helper, the Levite, who knew just exactly what he should do, but he did the very same thing. Now, it's not without point of purpose that the Lord chose a Samaritan, one of those hated people, hated by the Jews. And remember, this lawyer was a Jew and the whole audience were Jewish, and they hated the Samaritans. Nothing good can come out of Samaria, you know. The Lord Jesus said, here was this Samaritan. He came along there, bingo, zing, love blossomed fully. He looked upon the man, he was desperate, he went to action immediately. He poured in oil and wine. That was, of course, a common treatment. An antiseptic, the wine was antiseptic, the oil was an emollient, would soothe the wounds. And he gave full attention to him. And this man was a Jew, an enemy of the Samaritan. Jesus makes that point very clearly, doesn't he? And the Samaritan took him on his own beast, took him to an inn, and not only says, well, now I did my part. No, he even provided for him while he was away by paying for his care. Now, that was real love of neighbor, wasn't it? Jesus turned to the lawyer and says, now, who do you think is neighbor to this man? But of course, the lawyer had nothing to say, even though this man was a Samaritan, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus says, you go and do likewise. And immediately, bingo, the lawyer was hit once more, because that's not the way he was accustomed to do, nor is it the way that most of us are accustomed to do, right? We are usually thinking of ourselves first. That's the common denominator of mankind. But I said, love is the answer to the question, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And it is. For you see, our Lord Jesus Christ is love. God is love. And in that love, he came. His heavenly Father, and he agreeing, gave his Son Jesus in love because he loved the world. He loved the enemies. They were all enemies. While we were in sin, says St. Paul, while we were enemies of God, God loved us and came and saved us. The Lord Jesus Christ did it all for us. He suffered for our sins. He fulfilled the law that we couldn't fulfill. And now, how shall we inherit eternal life? Through the love which we have fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Christ's love has become by faith our love. For as many as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In Christ Jesus, we are new creatures. And in the love and in the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do love God. And we do love our neighbor. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to realize how important this is. And I think that's also why he so beautifully illustrated this relationship, not only to God, but to our neighbor. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our life, who gives us the strength of love, real, consecrated, sanctified love, he says, I give you strength to do this too. I give you strength to love God with all your heart, and I give you strength to love your neighbor. I do it with my promise, and I do it with my living, ever-present word, the word of my body and my blood, the seal of the forgiveness, the seal of strength, the seal that gives you power knowing that your sins are forgiven and that you belong to me. And you are one with me and with me with the Father. My body and my blood that did this, I am present in the sacrament. And through that strength, then we can indeed love the brotherhood and love the neighbor, whoever and wherever he is. So as we are about to receive this blessed sacrament again, may the love that assures us of life eternal, life here in the new life and life forever, may that love in Christ Jesus fill us and strengthen us. And then we will indeed have life eternal. May the Lord grant it to us all.